The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Memtes. The Gemara discusses a case where there are different chatzeres that are located in the same mavoi. That means there's one central area, one public area called the mavoi, which is open to the shisrabim, open to the street. And there are five chatzeres that are open to the mavoi. Or even a case where the five chatzeres themselves are open directly to the street. But what is relevant to us is that the five chatzeres are each open to each other. And each of the five chatzeres made their own area of chatzeres. And now it is mutter in each of these chatzeres to carry from the houses to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the houses. And now the different chatzeres want to be ma'arav with each other. This is not shetufim mavois, where they join together each to the general mavoi by making one big shita of one big partnership in the mavoi, but rather the chatzeres want to join together with each other, whether it's a case where there is no mavoi, or there is a mavoi, but for whatever reason they don't plan on making a shetufim mavois to be allowed to carry the mavoi. And the five chatzeres want to be ma'arav with each other. And the Braisa says on the top of Mem Testament Beis, Chamisha Shegavu Eseruvan, the five chatzeres, the five courtyards that collected their Erev, when they are bringing their Erev to a different place, they want to join together one place, Echad Moloch L'Kulon, or the Gersa Ayidei Kulon, one of them carries it for everybody. Rashi explains the Mokam Acher, Shirotu La'arav M'chatzer Acheres. You have five people that got together in one Erev, and now they want them Ma'arav together with a different Chatzer. Noisnum V'Seicher Ruvan, they put their Erev in it, Zeh Shegavu L'Hati Yechatzeren. Everyone said, this Erev they collected together, and they use it to imata their chatzer. They take their Erev and they pass it along to the next chatzer. So that means you have five chatzeres, and let's say everyone wants to join together their Erev in chatzer number five. So people from number one bring their Erev over to chatzer number five. People from number two, number three, number four, they all bring their chatzer over to chatzer number five. And now these five chatzeres all join together. Echam and Melech Adikulon. Rashi says, B'shvil Kulon, one person could do on behalf of everybody. You don't have to take the general Erev that was made for this Chatzar and move it over to that Chatzar, to that one Chatzar which everyone is now using to put their Erev in. Rather, you could take any loaf of bread in his house, any one person from this Chatzar, from Chatzar number one, any prior person from Chatzar number one can now take a loaf of bread in his house, and he could bring it over to Chatzar number five on behalf of everybody. Zak everyone in the Chaluk in it, or even without, it's all one. Since he already made an Erev together with his friends, he can be kind of on behalf of everybody. I mean, since they're all together in once, any one person can now move over to that one chatzer, which they want to join together with, and now all the chatzeres are ma'orf together, because there is pas, there is bread in one chatzer, that belongs to somebody, or to each of the various chatzeres, someone from each of the chatzeres, and now they are joined together to be one. Let's discuss a common example of that. Let's say you have a few small streets that are adjacent to each other, and each one has their own Erev Chatzeres, and each one wants to have their own Erev Chatzeres, because each block has its own Erev, and sometimes whether through inclement weather conditions or construction or other reasons, the Erev in one of the blocks could fall down, and the other blocks don't want to lose their Erev, they still want to be allowed to carry on Shabbos, and therefore, each block made their own Erev. And now, they decided that they want to join together. So what do they want to do? They want to do something to this effect. They want to be malichnes eruvan l'makom acher. Let's take a simple case. There's two blocks next to each other, two small streets. Each one has their own eruv. Each one has their own pas. Each one has their own box of matzah, which everyone has a chilikin. And they want to join together. So they could take one box of matzah from one of the chatzeres and bring it over to the other chatzer. And they don't physically have to bring it over, but rather somebody from the second chatzer can mezake one of the people, or can mezake the people from the first chatzer in an additional matzah, or possibly if everyone is agreeable to this, he could even use the matzah which is already used for his chatzer, and he can mezake everyone in the other chatzer also with a chelik in it. And now everyone from the two chatzeres has a chelik, they have a portion in the box of matzah that is in the second chatzer, and they can now carry between the two chatzeres. So now in the first chatzer, there's an area of chatzeres there, which is the area of chatzeres for that chatzer. But besides that, there's also an Erev of Ma'arav Chatzeres Yachad, that they're Ma'arav Chatzeres together with each other, and the two blocks are now joined together, and anyone can carry, assuming that between these two blocks there are gates and fences as ways to get through without going out of the Erev. There's, the backyards joined to each other, and there's a door to get through. They can now carry from one Chatzer to the other, from the houses in one to the other Chatzer, and to the houses in the other. Everyone is all together. But if the second chatzer, which has a joint Erev, if their Erev falls down, there's always a backup, because in the first chatzer, they have their own private Erev, which is still valid. They still have their own box of matzah, their own pass, and their own private Erev is still valid. Now, let's discuss a more complicated case where the person in charge of the Erev in both of these private blocks decided to be very smart and to be mezakeh not only the people in his chotzer, but wants to be mezakeh people in the other chotzer with a part in the box of matzahs in his Erev. And this way, everyone will be able to carry from both chotzeres and the house in both chotzeres to the other chotzer and to the house in the other chotzeres. Everyone will be joined together. But more than one person did this. The person in charge in one chotzer on one block did this, and the person in charge on the other block did this. So the question arises, do we have a problem that there are now two Erevim together, and that each of these groups of people now has two Erevim on their behalf, the one in their Chatzar, and the one in their other Chatzar? And as we discussed in the previous Shia and Dachman Ches, the Chacham Tzvi is of the opinion that we said the Arachrenim hold like this, and the Chachila, although the Mishnebura Pashtus does not hold like this, and many Achrenim hold that his problem is not a problem, but there are many Achrenim who agree to the Chacham Tzvi that the Apidin, there cannot be two Erevim for one area. If the two Erevim for one area presents a problem for Chalukas Ruvah, which is discussed in our Daf and Daf Memtes, and in the Erev, the whole Erev becomes invalid. And although we said that Ladino, there is definitely what to be Semichon, and probably Mishnebura holds that the whole problem does not exist, and there's no problem with having two Erevin, one Erevin, the second Erevin maybe as a backup, but the L'chadchila, one should be trying to mekayem the shita of the Chacham Tzvi, and the question arises, are these people not presented with such a problem because they have two Erevin on their behalf? Now let us start off by saying that the very fact that they made the private Erevin their Chatzar, if you have two Chatzaris adjacent to each other, or five Chatzaris adjacent adjoining to each other, and that each one made a private Erevin their Chatzar, and after that they did Echad Meluch, and one person shlapte, one person brought pass to a different Chatzar, and they join together all the chatzeres, there's no problem that they have two Erevin now, because they have their original Erev, plus the private loaf of bread the one person from the chatzer brought to the other chatzer. That does not present the problem, because that's very clear in the Gemara, that there could be an Erev in the chatzer for itself, and afterwards, in addition, you could adjoin the chatzeres to each other, adjoin these various blocks to have a private, they each have their own Erev to each other, and that's not a problem, it's serving two different functions, there's the private Erev of this chatzer, then there's the Erev of the chatzeres biachad, of the chatzeres together, and they each have their own private Erev, and it makes a difference, as a backup they still have it, and that would not run into the Chacham Tzvi's problem. The question only arises if you have two different chatzeres that adjoin to each other, and in each one, the person who's doing the zechia, the person who's making sure that everyone owns a chelik in the past, a part in the box of matzahs that's being used for the Erev Chatzeres in his chatzah, if in each chatzah, the same person, in that place, decides to give everyone in both chatzeres a part in his pass. So now, everyone has two Erevin of Chatzeres Zulazu, or rather, actually, it might be considered as if the two chatzeres were ma'arif together as one, because when there's two chatzeres which are open to each other, they have the right to ma'arif separately or to ma'arif together. Now, the Gemara discusses the case they're ma'arif separately, and then they joined up. In this case, it could be that they're ma'arif together. Right away, they're ma'arif together, and now it's considered one big, it's treated as if it's one big chatzer, and there's one big pass for both chatzeres, but there's really two pass, pitas, there's really two boxes of matzahs for both chatzeres, because the same thing was done on both sides of the fence. Is this a problem? Do we run into the Chacham Tzvi's problem? From a simple view, it would seem that now we have the problem that everyone has two Erevin, that it's not a chilodic way to set up the Erev. And certainly this is not the right way to do it. It should be organized properly, that each chotzer should have its own Erev, and then there should be one chotzer which is picked, where the person in charge now with mezakeh everybody, when he does the Erev, each mezakeh everybody from all the adjoining chatzeres, and they should all have a part in his pass, and therefore everyone should be joined together. But what should we do in this case, which unfortunately happens more often than one would think, that there's confusion, and that everyone is doing everything, and no one knows who did what, and it turns out that everyone really did for everyone. Do we have a problem of the Chacham Tzvi? Now, we could maybe differentiate and say the Chacham Tzvi's problem does not exist in this case. There are Achrenim who argue in the Chacham Tzvi, who ask kashas from Gemaras, or even from Mishnayos and Braises, where it's clear that you could have a house or a chatzah that has more than one Erev. For example, our very Mishnah, we started over with Nachman and Hamad Beis. There's three chatzeres, each over to each other, and over to Rishas Rabban. And the middle chatzer has a private Erev with the chatzer to its left, and a private Erev with the chatzer to its right. So the middle chatzer now has two Erevin. There's a case of bias, but it's between two Mavoyes, or a chatzer is between two Mavoyes, and the final from Nalav, the house of the chatzer between, could join up with the Mavoy on the left, and with the Mavoy on the right, and it's not a problem. So there's one way to get out of this problem, this Kashan Lachacham Tzvi, the Ish Lavram says, that as long as the second Erev adds on to the first Erev, for example, if you have a place that made Erev Chatzeres, and then new people moved in, and when they had the original Erev, they were mezakeh, they gave a part in the Erev to all the people who live there, and they neglected to mention that they want to give a part to the future people who will move in one day, so the Ish Lavram says, even the Chacham Tzvi would agree that we can now make a second Erev, and we can include in the people who moved in now, the additional people, and it's not a problem having two Erev in, because the second Erev is meisav, it adds on to the first one. So in the case of the middle chatzer has a private Erev with the one to its left, and the other wants to make a private Erev with a chatzer to its right, ignoring the one on this left. So this new Erev is certainly adding on. It's certainly benefiting that more people are now joined up with the middle chatzah. The people on the right side chatzah are joined up. So that would be one way to get out of this cash in the Chacham Tzvi. However, another way we might be able to suggest is that the Ar Sameach explains in the Chacham Tzvi that what is the whole problem of having two Erev in one store in one house, one in a different house, one in one shul, one in a different shul. The Ar Sameach simply wants to say that the problem is that each house, which is joined up everyone together, now asers on the other one, because this one house has everyone joined in it, exclusive of the second one, and now that everyone's together in this house, it's going to aser on the other house. Each house, the aser is on the other one. The Ar Sameach wants to say that could be the meaning in Hamburg, where they had a separate Erev, each of the shuls was based on the Shita of Eben Ezer, that the shul, though it's important that it should be joined up with the Erev, it does not aser, it does not create a problem for the other houses if it's not itself part of the Erev, and therefore the different shuls would not be able to aser on each other, they would not be able to create a problem for each other. That's what Ar Sameach wants to say. But based on this explanation of the Chacham Tzvi, so could be the whole Chacham Tzvi's problem would exist in one chatzar if there's an Erev stored in two different houses in the chatzar. Each house, which has an Erev exclusive of the other one, would aser on the other one, would forbid people from carrying in and out of the other one, and the Mela, therefore, all the houses would be aser to carry in and out of in the chatzar. However, if it's two separate chatzaris, which theoretically would have the right, and maybe even originally, they had their Erev independent of each other, but they have the right because there's an opening, there's an entrance in between the two chaseris, there are fences which have openings between the two private blocks, between the two chaseris, they have the right to ma'arif together. If in each chaser an Erev is made on behalf of both chaseris, and now there's a box of matzahs located in the house in chaser number one that is on behalf of everybody, and there's a box of matzahs located in the house of chaser number two that is on behalf of everyone in both chaseris, maybe we would not run into the Chacham Tzvi's problem, because a house in chaser number one cannot aser on house in chaser number two, because the two chaseris are separate chaseris, there's a Pesach, a doorway in between them. They had the right to work independently of each other. They may choose to work together, but they do have the right to act independently of each other. And maybe they would not forbid all the people from carrying between the two chaseris. Or certainly we could say that they would not forbid the people from carrying in the one chaser, in and out of the house in the one chaser, and possibly not even between the two chaseris. This is a possibility. However, l'chatchila, the right way to do it is definitely that one person should be picked who's in charge of the Erev in one of the chaseris, and he should be the one doing on behalf of everybody. All the other chaseris should make their own Erev, and it's important they should do that in case in the one central chaser which was picked, the Erev, the string ever falls down, or something ever happens to the pass that it becomes rendered invalid. There should be a backup Erev made in each of the other chaseris. And although we said that there's nothing wrong with having Stefan Eruvin in the chaseris and then joining together afterwards, but unless they know that the one central chaser where the Erev is being made on behalf of everybody, unless they know that that was not done yet and that's only being done afterwards, they should probably be careful not to make a bracha on their own small Erevin, because it's possible that the small Erevin are at this point unnecessary because there's one public Erev that was made on behalf of all the joining chaseris, and therefore they should be careful not to make a bracha. It's also worthwhile to note that our Erev Chatzeris nowadays might have the din of Shetufim Mavois. The Ramon, Shin Samavav, Siv Gimel, says that the minig to place the Erev in the shul and not in the Beistir, in the place where people live, is based on the fact that nowadays our Erev has the din of Shetufim Mavois, not Erev Chatzeris. And the Ramon, Shin Pei Zayin, discusses this more at length. Our Erev nowadays has the din of Shetufim Mavois, and he says that nowadays we do not make separate Erev Chatzeris from Shetufim Mavois. If one tries to make separate ones, he might run into a problem, he might incur a problem of bracha Vatalo, because we only make one Erev, and that it actually is more of a Shetufim Mavois. And although we found that by Erev Chatzeris that each chatzar can make its own independent Erev and then they can join together, by Shetufim Mavois it's not clear if this can be done. If they each make their own Shetufim Mavois, then all Mavois can join together to one big Mavoi. So therefore, if we treat our chatzeris, or certainly if we treat our streets, our small streets, as a Mavoi, so then it is not clear if they each make their own Shetufim Mavois and then join together one central one. So therefore, the best is that one central street or one central Erev should be picked, where the person in charge, the Zaka, everyone in all the adjoining areas that would like to carry in and out of his, in and out of the entire area in the pass, and everyone will have a chelik in this one central pass, and the other streets or the other small Erev and the one that have their own Erev as a backup, they should definitely make it without a bracha, and they should Zaka everyone in their own chatzar only in the pass, and they should make the Erev without a bracha, and they should also preferably speak out tonight that they're only making this Erev on the tzad, on the condition that the central Erev at some point will be down, it will not be standing, where the string will fall down, or the pass, the box, the matzahs there will be rendered possible for some reason. And this way there's no tzad that they're running into a problem with the Chacham Tzvi, because as we said in the last year, the Achreim, the Rosh Hashulchan, and really the Marzia, the Chacham Tzvi's son, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, say clearly that if you make the backup, the second Erev al-Tanai, then you run into no problems at all. And also because we're not sure, our chaseris nowadays might really have a din of mavois, we might be making shtuf mavois, in which case there might be different problems with having additional shetufim, more than one being made. separately and together. So therefore, the individual, small individual shtum mavoyis that remained should remain on condition that the center one is at any point invalid, and only if that center one will at any point be invalid, then the small local eruvin will take effect. Definitely, because of the various complications involved, as we have learned in this year and already in the previous year, chashuv rov should be consulted before making any eruv, and even when it seems simple and it seems like just a bunch of strings, besides the complications which are not well known that come up with the tzuras pesach themselves, there are many complications that could come up with the chaseris issues, with the eruv chaseris itself, with the pas, and what seems simple, people often make mistakes which might be obvious mistakes to one who knows the nyanim, or even not such obvious mistakes, and therefore a rov who knows how the paskin, who's bucking eruv and knows how the paskin the shayla should certainly be consulted before even a small simple eruv is made.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.